The Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 962. Come, dearest Lord, and melt my heart, thy animating power impart, blessed source of life divine. Jesus, thy love alone can give the will to rise, the power to live, for every grace is thine. 962.
Thank you. Let us read together in the book of the Psalms, reading Psalm 102 and Psalm 113. Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure for ever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favour the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established. We'll turn to Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and for evermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? Who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. May the Lord bless to us his word and help us to pray. O thou great and ever-living and almighty God, may we be helped to draw near to thee now, knowing, Lord, our unworthiness of the least of thy notice, and coming to thee, Lord, as lost and ruined sinners, undone, Lord, completely, in the Adam fallen by our own transgressions. But do plead for mercy for Jesus' sake. Lord, if it could please thy majesty, we pray that thou wilt indeed, as we have read, humble thyself to behold us here gathered in thy name, Lord, and look down upon the needs of thy people. Hear the groaning of the prisoners, we pray thee, those who are appointed to death, those who have such great need of thee to speak, and thee to pour life into their souls, and light. And we pray, Lord, there may be such that comes through the gospel of thy dear Son. And there may be that flowing in this day to the poor and needy. And do pray, Lord, there may be that lifting up this day, we pray thee, in all our great need, and that bringing nigh to thyself. O Lord, we come then before thy majesty to lay our petitions. Our needs are many this day, we pray, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We pray that we may worship thee aright in spirit and in truth. Thou dictate our worship for us. That thou, Lord, will grant us all that revelation of thyself, Lord Jesus. That we may see thee, behold the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world. And that we may have thee sanctified in our hearts, Jesus Christ in us, the hope of glory. We do pray, Lord, for the entrance of thy word, that thou wilt truly pour in the oil and wine of the everlasting gospel. Where there is a case that thou hast created here, a need that thou hast given, all we pray that it may be met, that they may know thee, the good physician, that they may know thee as their Saviour and their Redeemer. This God is our God, and he will be our guide even unto death. Oh, do remember each day, we pray thee, to meet each case. All the various cases that are before thee here this day, they're all known to thee. Lord, whether there be needs in providence or grace, or we pray they may be met in thy house, and that there may be that bringing nigh to thee. Thou, Lord, who art our only rest and help, our strength and stay. So we do pray that thou bless this day to us. Thou hast sanctified it and set it apart from every other. And thou hast sanctified it by thy rising from the dead. Oh, we meet in remembrance of this. And Lord, we worship one who is risen indeed. Oh, we pray that it may be to us this day the Lord's day, that we may, Lord, know thee. Remember thee and receive of thy grace. And pray that it may be a true day of rest for our souls. Lord, we pray that thou must be amongst the gatherings of thy people. It is thy favour, Lord, that we meet together as we do. Oh, we thank thee for the privilege of thy house and of thy word. We do pray that thou wilt meet with us in the means of thy grace. And remember all the gatherings of thy people. May the gathering of the people be unto thee. And may there truly be, Lord, in this place, this day, a people, a remnant, whom thou art gathering to thyself. And maybe those who really do come unto thee. Oh, we pray, Lord, work mightily in this, amongst this people, we pray thee, by thy Spirit. We do need it personally. We need it collectively, the power and operation of thy Spirit to quicken us into life eternal and to establish us and build us up in our most holy faith with that good hope through grace. We pray that it may be so here. There may be those deliverances commanded for Jacob. Oh, do appear for those who wait upon thee, and wait for thy appearing. And may it be this day thou wilt lift up the light of thy countenance upon them. So thou knowest the needs, Lord, which we have. We pray they may be met. Thou wilt bless the provision of thy house, and satisfy thy poor with bread. Lord, we pray for those unable to be here. Go to them where they are. And Lord, all those who are in affliction or in special troubles this day, Lord, do remember them. Remember all seekers, we pray thee. Lord, those who long to know thee, we pray that they may find thee, that thou wilt appear for them. Lord, all who truly feel their need, or may it be, Lord, this day that it is abundantly met, thou wilt satisfy them, we pray thee, with the goodness of thy house. Or make them to drink the rivers of thy pleasure. Or if it could please thee, Lord, to pour in those streams that make glad the city of God. So remember us, we pray thee this day. If it could please thee, Lord, to come amongst every gathering of thy people. We would remember those causes known to us, the little gatherings of thy people. and those who labour in thy name. If it could please thee, Lord, to pour out thy Spirit upon us, and, Lord, to still visit us with thy salvation, and do what no man can do, or work in us to will and to do of thy good pleasure. Lord, we pray then for this, that thou wilt grant thy gospel success. May there be many yet born again of thy Spirit, many who come yet to a true God-given faith in thee. Lord, do, we pray, arise and remember us in this dark day, we pray, in which it is our lot to live. May we be given grace to serve our generation. And we do pray that we may be thankful, Lord, for thy mercy still. Though it be a day of small things, or what else, what do we count small things? Sins whole counsel some. 'Tis greater than all things, except those to come. And, O Lord, we thank thee then for what thou hast wrought in us and for us, personally and collectively. But, O, we pray thy kingdom come. And we pray for thy appearing. And we ask that thou hast quicken us, that we may not be left, O Lord, to serve thee in a form. But, O, we do pray for that divine power, that we may, Lord, hunger and thirst after thee, be found truly seeking thee with our whole heart, and that, Lord, we may really truly eat and drink the Lord Jesus by faith. Do remember us then, we pray, in our needs here. We remember the deacons. Be their help and strength. Remember them in all their care, and the church also in the midst of them. Oh, do grant that there may be with them thy Spirit. There may be that true brotherly love and unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace. And we do pray that thou wilt fill them, or fill them here, with the fruits of righteousness by Jesus Christ. Lord, do come to enrich us each, we pray, these barren hearts of ours, or with those rich things, even with the grace of the Lord Jesus. We need then thy help, Lord. We especially need continually that fountain opened for sin and for uncleanness. Do remember us in thy house then, we pray this day. May we not go home, Lord, as we've come. May we not go home empty. Indeed, if we're full of ourselves, may we go home empty of ourselves. But we do pray to be filled up, Lord, with thyself. Oh, we do pray that we may know that real meat, that real drink, true righteousness, true peace. And that we may, Lord, then truly be filled with all the fullness of God. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Lord, remember us, we pray, as we speak and as we hear. We ask to be led by thee. We pray, Lord, there may be that which is heard from thee. May we be raised, Lord, above ourselves, the natural man. We pray that we may see no man, save Jesus only. Oh, do then bless, we pray, our gathering, Lord, and do us good, and help us to worship thee. We plead that thou wilt wash our prayers in thy own precious blood, as we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 1068. Jesus, full of all compassion, hear thy humble suppliant's cry. Let me know thy great salvation. See I languish, faint and die. 1068.
As the Lord is pleased to grant his help, let us turn to Psalm 113 and to verses 7, 8 and 9. Psalm 113, verses 7, 8 and 9. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. This psalm, a psalm of praise, exhorting to praise the great God of heaven, as we read, who is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens, who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high. The Most High God, the Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God Almighty, the Lord of hosts. And yet, in comparison of this, all we see our littleness. And in this we see his great condescension, for we read, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. Now this in our text speaks of every one of us in a state of nature. It speaks of all the Lord's favoured children. By nature they're nothing else but dust. And they are brought to realise this, that they are unworthy of the least of all his mercies. As Jacob says, the least of all the mercy, of all the truth that thou hast shown unto thy servant. This God is high above the heavens. Why should he have regard unto those that dwell in the dust? But it shows his great compassion, you see, for that very God who formed us from the dust has regard to man and beast, and tenderly cares and provides. Oh, he is that great God, yet he condescends to behold the things that are in the earth. And he says, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. And concerning his dear people, yes, our life's minutest circumstance is subject to his eye. And he remembers that we are dust. He remembers that we are like a shadow that passes away, a flower that fades, the grass that withers. He remembers that we are dust. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. And this is the God that dwells in heaven. For though he be high above all, yet there is a mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, whereby poor, needy, sinners, men who dwell on the earth might draw near to God. Well, firstly then, this speaks of our frailty. It speaks of our nothingness. It speaks that we are but creatures and God is our creator. And this is enough to humble us. Indeed, when Adam was cast out of Eden, he had to till the ground from whence he was taken. And surely as he tilled the dust of the ground, he would remember he was but dust. It is enough for us to remember that we are dust, but he is God. But more than this, we are sinners. And this dust speaks of our corruption. Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The solemn curse that's passed upon mankind following the fall of man. Sin brought death, we are dust. And this speaks of death, you see. And it speaks of death spiritual, as well as death natural, and death eternal. Dust, man's fallen nature. You see, we are nothing else but dust. And I believe that people of God will be brought to see this as the Spirit quickens them, that in themselves they are just carnal, dust. And they crave no higher birth. They crave nothing else but dust. You see, since the fall of man, we are born spiritually dead. And there is only a desire for the things of the earth. And we can crave nothing else. It's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life that we go after, and we're earthbound. It's a carnal nature in which we're born. It's fallen. Dust. My dear friends, we have in our text of what the Lord will do for his beloved people. His people that are brought fittingly into the dust of death, who are made mourners over that state, who do sit indeed as the needy, or as we read in Samuel, beggars upon a dunghill. This is what the Lord will do. He'll raise them up. And this is set before us here as a wonder of wonders, that Almighty God in heaven, the only true God, the righteous God, the just God, should be so merciful as to raise up a few poor souls out of the dust of death. And this is what he has done in a covenant of grace. As from all eternity, even before man fell, he foreknew it. He made an everlasting covenant to rescue a few, a remnant, from the ruins of the fall, and to take them home to glory at last, to raise them up. And not to raise them up a little, but to set them amongst princes. And as we read again in Samuel, to make them inherit the throne of glory, to raise them up to himself. And this is the whole sum and substance of the everlasting gospel. Man ruined, man lost. And God coming to him in his ruin and raising him up, passing over them and saying, live. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. Oh, he does this by his Spirit. 'Tis the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. That flesh is the dust in our text. It profiteth us nothing. And we're not born again by the will of the flesh. It's not by the will of man that we're saved. But it's only by the will of God he raiseth up the poor out of the dust. And there's that new life given. Heavenly desires, a heavenly appetite. And no longer is there only this dust in which we dwell. The natural man, the natural spirit, the natural mind, the carnal mind. But there's the heavenly man. The work of his Spirit. Can we say that we have been brought to hunger and thirst after righteousness? Can we say from our hearts that we've honestly desired that better country, which isn't heavenly? That country which is Jesus Christ, the Lamb in the midst of the throne. That we really desire to be delivered from this bondage of corruption in which we dwell. And there have been those holy kindlings in our hearts to be washed in the blood of Christ, to be saved from our sins. These things are the work of his Spirit as he begins to raise up the poor out of the dust. You see, by nature, the natural man, he hungers and thirsts for sin, not righteousness. The natural appetite wants to be filled with sin. The eyes, the ears, the taste. But that new man, he wants holiness, he wants righteousness. And he does not see this in himself. He is but dust. But he begins to perceive, as the Lord leads him on, that righteousness, holiness, peace dwell in Jesus alone. Well, the Spirit of God then given will certainly bring us to hunger after him. But this work of the Spirit, it raises them out of the dust. Do you know what it is to be in such a condition you can't raise up yourself? Like that woman that was bent double, she could in no wise lift up herself. Not only this, but it's recorded of her that Satan had bound her. Lo, these 18 years. And how true this is, isn't it, in our natural state? We're bound under sin and Satan. And who can deliver us but God only? He alone is that mighty Saviour that can take us out of the hand of Satan. Satan's blind slaves. And Satan's lies. Making vanity attractive. Oh, turn my eyes away from beholding vanity. And she, then, this woman, she was bound. But Jesus loosed her. And she stood upright. You see, he raiseth up the poor out of the dust. He can make crooked things straight and rough places plain. He can put crooked things straight in our lives. Crooked things straight in our own souls. We who by nature are crooked, bent towards the earth and all that's sinful, yet he can raise up the poor out of the dust. So they look up and their hearts are turned heavenward, Christward. Oh, no wonder the psalmist prayed this, quicken thou me. Yes, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Well, this is how we are, isn't it? Cleaving to the dust. We don't want to let it go. By nature, married to sin. But he comes to raise up the poor. Well, I say these poor are those who feel their need of him. Who said in the next clause, needy. Poor and needy. The word of God often speaks of the poor and the needy. My friends, we're in a blessed place, although it may not feel like it, if we are feelingly poor and needy. It's the poor and the needy whom Jesus came to save. We're in a blessed place. And Jesus has said this in his Sermon on the Mount concerning the mourners. They shall be comforted. And those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. It's a blessed thing. These are the souls then whom he raises up, the poor. And these are those souls who cannot help themselves, who come to the end of themselves and cry to God for mercy. Well, friends, what a wonderful mercy there is one who raiseth up. And how are they raised up? By the power of the risen Saviour. You see, the work of the Holy Ghost comes to each believer in consequence of the work of the risen Saviour. Yes, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. And what Christ has wrought on Calvary, we would remember here. Because was not he made sin for us who knew no sin? Was he not made poor, that ye through his poverty may be made rich? Did he not come himself down to the dust of death? Did he not endure what no tongue could tell, to save our souls from death and hell? Your Saviour came here. And blessed be God, he was made man, that he might die. My dear friends, with wonderful mercy, he rose again. And that means that he made an end of sin, and everlasting righteousness brought in. Death could not hold him, because he was holy and righteous. Because he rose again, all his people rise with him. His church with him, he the head of the church. And he raiseth up then, by his own resurrection, the poor out of the dust. Of course, this will be known hereafter, that great resurrection day. The Lord Jesus Christ will come from heaven again, and all his hosts with him. The dead in Christ will rise first, and this is the resurrection unto life. For even the body of the believer shall be redeemed from the bondage of corruption. And they'll be raised to immortality, because he has all power. But in the meaning of our text, we would say this, or that spiritual resurrection, life received here below from the risen Saviour. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. Well, you begin to live spiritually. Your heart beats Godward. You desire heavenly things. And this blessed life received, why, it's the life of faith in the Lord Jesus. And the Apostle Paul speaks of this. The life he now lived in the flesh, he lived by the faith of the Son of God. That one who had given his life for him and who had risen again. And of course, each of the Lord's dear people will be raised to newness of life. New creatures, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And like as Christ has been raised from the dead, each of God's people will be raised from that life of sin. They who were dead in trespasses and sins will begin to live unto God. And this is what the Spirit of God will do as he raiseth up the poor out of the dust. But dear friends, you will need this. Oh, we all need this. Day by day, continually. God to raise us out of the dust. Every moment dependent upon the life of the Spirit of God, the fruits of righteousness which he brings, which are by Jesus Christ. For in him we live and move and have our being. And he alone holdeth our soul in life. We can't do anything spiritual without him. We can't pray real spiritual prayers. We can't have true spiritual thoughts of him. We can't really think upon his name without the Holy Ghost. We can't sing. We can't speak. No, but he raises up the poor out of the dust. You see, there is a blessed intercessor, the Spirit of God. When Christ went from this earth, he promised to send the Spirit. That Spirit that maketh intercession, that goes between Christ and his people. That blessed Spirit that works all his works in us. And that's what we need. Well, can we say there's been some movement heavenward? There's been some lifting up. And although you desire this more yet, the blessed truth that he raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill. Well, another word here then, dunghill. It speaks so descriptively of our corruption. The stench of that corruption in which we dwell. How vile we are in the sight of a holy God. And how the Lord, sees men by nature. Oh, they are a stench in his nostrils. But he lifteth the needy out of the dunghill. Dear friends, how we feelingly be brought then into this state? The dust, the dunghill. Has the Lord humbled us to see it? Have we been brought down from off our lofty and high mountain? Has he shown us the truth, though solemn? But this is what we are, and nothing better. We dwell in the dust, we're on the dunghill. Dear friends, we are beggars. We are poor. But he lifteth the needy out of the dunghill. Well, the Lord has a way then. He's made a way. To raise up, to lift up his dear people. And he does this experimentally in their own experience. I was brought low, and the Lord helped me. He'll bring you down to this, you see. He weakened my strength in the way. Bring you to that place of helplessness, hopelessness in yourself. And in this way, friends, he will cause you to cry to him for mercy. And he does hear the groaning of the prisoner. Does know those who are in an impossibility. Well, is there anything too hard for the Lord? He raiseth up. And this is what he does and has covenanted to do for all his people. Every one of them, he'll raise them up. He'll raise them up in an everlasting covenant from sin and death and hell. And he'll make them sit with princes, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. Well, dear friends, the privilege of the sons of God, sons of God, sons by adoption, and because they are joint heirs with Christ, they are princes. And he hath made us kings unto God, that he may set him with princes. How do we get from this state of being a beggar to princes? Dear friends, the Lord must wash us and cleanse us. And he must clothe us. And indeed we know, all we know from the Gospels and in the Revelation, that nothing shall enter into that holy place, heaven, that defileth. that worketh abomination, that maketh a lie. But those names that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we know there is a marriage garment to be worn by such who enter in. How camest thou in without a wedding garment? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. And he clothes them, and he makes them ready. For that marriage feast. My mind goes again to Ezekiel 16. We read of that vile infant cast out into the open field, wallowing in her blood. A description of Israel of old, and all God's people spiritual, vile. Yet God had compassion. He clothed her. And he decked her with ornaments. He made her beautiful. And that speaks of the Lord's dear people. Makes them beautiful. And they're comely through his comeliness. Complete in him. He makes them fit, you see, for heaven. By his own beauty. The Lord, our righteousness. But there must be that preparation. We speak of this firstly then. How the Lord sets these poor in his church here below. Amongst the adopted children. That he may set him with princes. Do we realise this? Have our eyes been opened to see the Lord's people despite all their faults? Naturally, we have many faults. We don't see them ourselves often. Yet, you see how the Lord opens our eyes to see them. Perfect in Christ Jesus. You've been brought to see them as princes. Oh, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. No people like this. Oh, people saved by the Lord. You desire then first to be amongst them. What a mercy of the Lord sets you amongst them. That he may set you with princes. This is the Lord's dear people. Blessed people. For they are appointed a kingdom. They are appointed a throne. They are princes. Children of the heavenly King. Dear friends, it may not be seen by the natural eye here. Why? The natural man did not see even Christ himself to be a king. These poor are princes in Christ Jesus. They're that peculiar people, that holy nation, whom he has formed for his praise. Oh, he has appointed a kingdom. Well, then why, the question comes, why should we still go after trifles? Why steal the dust of this world when a trifle is theirs and a kingdom ours? Why, you say, why, if I was a prince, why? Why do I still, at times, dwell in the dust? My dear friends, we still dwell in this body of sin and death. And the Apostle Paul knew that conflict himself, that the evil he would not, he did. The good that he would not, the good that he would, he did not. And that conflict everyone will know. Yet their prince is in Christ Jesus. That he may set him with princes. Well, here below in this world then, the Lord will do this for all his people. You'll gather them in. You'll set them in his church. Gather them, bring them to Zion. Ooh, one by one. You'll plant them in his holy mountain. You'll set them with princes, even with the princes of his people. What a mercy the Lord should have compassion in this. And all come this way into the Church of Jesus Christ. Oh, none of us were born righteous. None of us were born good. But all who are found in Christ have been raised up there by his own grace. And it's free grace. He raiseth up. He may set with princes. Well, I believe we will count it a great privilege to be amongst that family of God. And I do believe, dear friends, here we have the privileges that they know. I believe the apostle in Ephesians 1 set before them the great privilege of being the sons of God. That all things were theirs. And he would have them increase in that spiritual understanding. And to understand what the hope of their calling was. the wonderful blessings that were theirs in Christ. And dear friends, how rich the Lord's people are in Christ Jesus. That he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. Well, I believe the riches, the four riches, they all dwell in Christ. And it's through him, you see, that we are made rich. You see, the Lord has given of himself. And we are complete in him. But this, being set amongst princes, will be seen in all its glory hereafter. When there will be that true entering in, come in, thou blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for thee from the foundation of the world. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy from the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Well, this also is descriptive of how we are spiritually. We're naturally barren. And the Lord will bring us into that state of barrenness experimentally. Are there some here this day that may have woken up this morning and said with the hymn writer, how barren is my soul today? Dear friends, he maketh the barren woman to keep house. We read in Psalm 102 of the destitute. Now there is that cry, leave not my soul destitute, and he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. He hears the cry of those who feel to have nothing. It is a painful experience. When we are caused to realize in us there dwelleth no good thing. Dear friends, he makes the barren to bear and to spring forth. And no longer is there that emptiness, but he feels. For he maketh a barren woman to keep house. All you who are empty, Christ will fill you up. He will make you a joyful mother of children. Yes, we need the Lord to turn our captivity. Oh, we need the Lord to make that spring up. All our springs are in him. The wilderness to become a fruitful field. And this he will do, you see, by his Spirit. Oh, dear friends, but he must first bring down. The Lord empties whom he fills. He quickens whom he slays. Yes, as we say, we must be brought off our lofty and high mountain, so we must be emptied. Emptied of our own righteousness. These are the ones who keep house. Why, they are brought to Christ. Christ who cried out at that last hour of the feast, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and live. And so, you see, Christ goes on to say, out of his belly, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. To know the free grace of Christ in our innermost soul is to really keep house. And here we will be joyful. Here there will be some fruit as we are brought and raised up to a hope in Christ, a joyful mother of children. Yes, those graces of the Spirit, that springing forth. Well, this is the wonder that God does oftentimes with his people. What a mercy if there's been in our case some raising up. Friends, to be raised up to a hope in Christ. To be raised above sin and death and hell. To know something of the mercy of God. And the free pardon that only his people know. And all to be filled then here with all the fullness of God. He maketh the barren woman to keep house. Well, there may be many poor and needy here this morning who long for these things. Long that the Lord should do this for them. To raise them up, to fill them up. Friends, this is something God will do. And this we may ask him for. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. For who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh a barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £645, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Fred Ince next Lord's Day, and there will be no Sunday school today. Let us close with hymn 1036. Seek ye my face, the fat Saviour cries. My soul, where canst thou find supplies? But in the Lamb for sinners slain, who has not shed his blood in vain. 1036.
Thank you.
bless thine own word of truth, and do pardon all thou seest amiss. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit remain with us. Amen.